Just hold out hope and know. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, this whole issue of slandering other people, lying on other people, trying to turn other people against someone else, if that's the way you love yourself, if necessary, get counseling. And I'm not being facetious or sarcastic. If that's the way you love yourself, get counseling. You need help in making a change. And know this, God does not consider that to be love. He demonstrates all through Scripture what he sees as love. And you need to make sure that the way you conduct yourself towards people is the way God is saying he wants you to conduct yourself towards them, from the heart and then with the rest of you. Jesus replied, when the man said what needed to be done to inherit life, Jesus said, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." Verse 29 continues the conversation, but he wanted to justify himself. This expert in the law wanted to justify himself. Justify, essentially declare himself already righteous, already in line with where God demands that he be, already living the life required to inherit eternal life. He wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Notice he didn't have any questions about whether or not he was loving God with all he was, with all his heart, all his soul, all his strength, all his mind. But he went to his neighbor. "Who is my neighbor?" As if he was already loving God with all he was. If he was loving God with all he was, he wouldn't have asked the question as to how to inherit eternal life simply for the purpose of testing Jesus. But moving on, he asked the question, "Who is my neighbor?" Let's stay with, I wanted to share that with you, but now let's get back to where the expert in the law was, justifying himself by asking the question, "Who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, and here's the story, the parable, the story of the Good Samaritan. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road. Now, notice this. He says a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. The suggestion being that this man was an Israelite, a Jew, going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. When he fell into the hands of robbers, he's going literally down, because geographically speaking, Jericho is south of Jerusalem. So he was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. When he fell into the hands of robbers, rough country, rough people, hard times economically, and you mix that with people with some bad hearts, it wasn't unusual for a person to be stripped and robbed, beaten, left half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. Have you ever seen someone in a condition that shook you a little bit and you really didn't want to see anymore? A priest happened to be going down the same road, a priest who would have been a fellow Jew, happened to be going down the same road. And when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. Remember how I was asking you earlier, we were talking earlier in this conversation about people who we're supposed to hate, we're supposed to be against? And when I say opposed, supposed to be, I don't mean in the eyes of God, I mean in the eyes of other people who have the same mentality that we may have when we're on the wrong track with regards to how we view and treat our fellow man. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. They saw something that looked horrible to them, left the man half dead, for all they knew, he was dead. But then he may have been groaning a little bit, moaning in his pain, his suffering. He may have been slightly moving, trying to get up. He was in bad shape. And when this Levite, another fellow Jew, saw him, instead of going to help him, he too passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. The Samaritan and the Jews were essentially sworn enemies. They competed against each other when it came to who the Messiah would come from. They competed with each other as to who were the true followers of God. They competed with each other against a number of things. The Samaritans had marriages, and as a result, children by people from outside of Israel. You know, they weren't, their many of their spouses were not Jews, fellow Jews. And so the Jews looked down on them because of that. I mean, they just had so much going on. They just detested each other, the Jews and the Samaritans. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. Instead of passing by on the other side, like the two fellow Jews had done, this Samaritan came to the man. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. I told you this man was in bad shape. He looked bad. His fellow Jews didn't want to see that. They didn't want to get close to it. So they passed by on the other side. The Samaritan came to the man, bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said, "and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have." To show good faith, the Samaritan gave the innkeeper 2 silver coins to pay for the room and to pay for whatever had to be done to take care of the man up to that point and while he was gone. And to pay the innkeeper to take care of the man for the Samaritan while the Samaritan was gone. And he was going to come back through on his way back home and check in on the man, check with the innkeeper, and if he owed the innkeeper any more money, he was going to pay him. Jesus asked the question, of these three, the priest, the Levite, and the Samaritan, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? Many of you know the answer. Some of you don't yet know. I'll tell you in just a few. The God.